The stock market comes to life.
A lot of investors looked around and saw that this economy is pretty good after all.
Adoptees in Oregon get to see their birth certificates.
It's a victory for birth mothers as well as for adoptees.
Rick Lazio gets the Republican nod to take on Hillary Clinton.
I have one advantage that she will never have. I am a New Yorker.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Investors came back from the holiday weekend with a sudden urge to buy stocks. The Nasdaq shot up 254 points to 3459, a record one-day percentage gain of nearly 8%. The Dow rose 227 points to 10,527. What turned the market around? We asked Marshall Loeb of CBS Market Watch.
First, a lot of investors looked around and saw that the economy is pretty good. Inflation is still being held at bay, and growth remains strong, but not at overly boomy levels. Second, investors also concluded that there had been plainly too much selling. So there were quite a few bargains around, and investors marched right in.
But not in great numbers. Volume was light, suggesting Wall Street remains uneasy about the future. Now this.
Every day, millions of people use their wireless phones to call home, call the office, call for help, call for directions, and about 100 other things. And many of these calls are made in the car while driving, which is precisely the time to make your most important call, safety. For example, get to know your phone and all its features. Even better, use a hands-free device where available. Position your phone within easy reach. Don't take notes or look up phone numbers while driving. When you enter hazardous driving conditions, suspend your conversation. And please, use your phone to help others in emergencies. By making good judgment calls like these, you're helping to make us all a little safer.
A message from the wireless industry who reminds you to use your phone safely while driving. Safety, your most important call. For a free safety brochure, call 1-888-901-SAFE.
When Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor rejected an emergency petition today, it cleared the way for implementation of an Oregon law granting many adoptees access to their birth certificates. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
The controversial law will take effect less than an hour from now. Dolores Teller, head of the Oregon Adoptive Rights Association, gave up a child for adoption herself.
We have the right to know the truth about what happened to our children, as well as our children that are now adults have the right to know about their heritage and their medical histories.
Attorney Franklin Hunsaker represents six birth mothers who consider the law a violation of their privacy.
They simply asked that their rights not be trampled on, where they bravely made a decision that gave those adult adoptees life in the first place.
The Supreme Court has not considered whether Oregon's law is constitutional. It still might. Five other states allow adult adoptees to obtain information that could lead them to their true parents. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, the Supreme Court.
A federal court jury in Miami has found U.S. immigration official Mariano Fajet guilty of espionage for passing classified information to Cuba. Fajet was born in Cuba. He came to this country as a teenager. In an FBI sting operation, he was fed a false report that a high-ranking Cuban official was about to defect. Almost immediately, prosecutors say, Fajet relayed the news to a friend with ties to the Castro regime. While South Florida prosecutors bid to try 13-year-old Nathaniel Brazil as an adult, a funeral was held today for the middle school teacher he allegedly killed. Reporter Michael Hiblett was there.
Tears flowed as Barry Gruno was remembered as a dedicated teacher and a loving husband and father. Richard Rothell brought his son to the service, who was a student of Gruno's this past year.
Being a father, I can't help but feel, you know, a real deep sense of loss.
Former student Monet Robinson says the teacher will continue to be an inspiration.
Mr. Gruno is going to be all in our life still. And how much we still love him no matter what.
Michael Hiblin for CBS News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
The New York Senate race is set now. Congressman Rick Lazio won unanimous nomination at the state Republican convention in Buffalo and wasted no time taking on Hillary Clinton.
When it comes to representing the needs, the concerns, and the values of the people of New York, I have one advantage that she will never have. I can be myself. I am a New Yorker.
Lazio said the First Lady has the support of every left-wing special interest, from Washington insiders to the Hollywood elite. Green Bay Packers tight end Mark Shimura has been ordered to stand trial on sexual assault charges. At a preliminary hearing, a 17-year-old girl testified Shimura forced her to have sex during a drinking party. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
So, where exactly does the TV-watching public go in June? Some remote island? It's like the studio's closed up shop and we're all stranded in rerun land.
Every night in June, A&E presents a brand new biography.
Oh, how fabulous.
Every night, an original life, an original story, an original biography for people who appreciate originality.
Hey, come here. I'll show you something original.
Begins this week at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on A&E.
While Mike was putting up his own for sale sign, someone was helping his neighbors John and Diane with plans to sell their home. As Mike spent Saturday figuring out legal agreements and guessing his home's value, someone was preparing a counteroffer so John could help at the school fundraiser. And while Mike and his wife were reevaluating their asking price for the third time, someone was closing the sale on John and Diane's home. You've got a life. We let you live it. We're realtors. Real estate is our life.
What will likely be Bill Clinton's final trip to Europe as president opened today in Lisbon. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is traveling along.
Among America's friends and allies, Portugal is as low maintenance as they come. And Mr. Clinton is finding his state visit to be a diplomatic breeze. But the degree of difficulty increases geometrically as the week progresses. In Berlin on Thursday, Mr. Clinton meets with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak to discuss the often sputtering peace talks with the Palestinians. And in Moscow starting Saturday, Mr. Clinton talks arms control with Russia's new president, Vladimir Putin. Portugal's prime minister met with Putin over the weekend and told Mr. Clinton the Russians won't renegotiate a treaty to let the U.S. deploy an anti-missile defense system. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Lisbon.
Going to the dogs isn't all bad. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano reports on a study that found the same prescription drug can cost much more for people than their pets.
This study reveals the pricing of identical drugs is based on who the drug's for, as veterinarian Dr. Jerry Higgins demonstrated at this animal clinic with a golden lab named Jake.
Now, he's on a blood pressure medication. If I were taking the same blood pressure medication, I would buy it at a pharmacy.
Right.
But yet, you could get it for a considerable percentage less.
Less expensive if you buy them as a veterinary drug than as a human drug.
New York Congressman Mike Forbes says insurance companies enjoy lower prices, too. Hurt most, he says, seniors without prescription coverage and why Medicare ought to provide it. Lou Miliano, CBS News, Miller Place, New York.
Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
The problem with high-volume digital imaging is the high cost that comes with it. Introducing the Ricoh Officio 850. Ricoh ends the era of high cost, high tech. Fully networked, it prints on demand and works with electronic files and hard copies. The only thing missing is the high cost. Call 1-800-63-RICO. We're in your corner.
I'm 186.
192.
193.
They all had cholesterol levels over 200. Then they brought their numbers down with a food called Benecol Spread, which can reduce cholesterol by as much as 20 points, even if you're already on a cholesterol-lowering medicine.
Pretty neat. I went from 212 to 192 by eating.
Become a Benecol believer yourself. Just enjoy 3 servings a day in place of other spreads. Ask your doctor about cholesterol-lowering Benecol Spread. Eating is believing.
When big band leader Glenn Miller died in World War II in a plane crash, Tex Beneke became leader of the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yeah, Tex Beneke died today at his home in Santa Ana, California. He was 86 years old. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.